Ah, yes, at 8:56 on a Tuesday, it's time for Musical Musers, and it's brought to us by Globe Life Insurance and Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. It's my week this week, and since we have had Macho Self-Storage Jub Jam 13, which was held May 31st at the Longhorn Ballroom, we had a little bit of time to talk about it on Monday, but I've been wanting to bring you some of the sounds of Jub Jam, and we did the next day here on The Ticket. Hopefully you got to hear the backstage show hosted by Robert Wolanski. There were interviews on there with folks from The Ticket like Junior and Donovan and Stacy Malcolmson, the CEO of the Senior Source. That's who benefits from Jub Jam. And he also had a number of the performers play backstage. And it was a great night. As I mentioned last week, we had almost 900 people there at the Longhorn Ballroom, the most we've ever had at a Jub Jam, the most we've ever raised, over $200,000. And that I've never heard so many kind remarks about a venue that we've held Jub Jam. And this is the first year we did it at the new remodeled Longhorn Ballroom, which has such a history of legendary performers going back 70 years ago, from Bob Wills to Willie Nelson, the famous Sex Pistols show of the 1980s. It closed down for a while, but you were there. Doesn't that have a really just cool vibe to it, that whole room?
Yes. You guys used to do this at the Kessler, great old theater. You outgrew that, understandably. You got to move it to a bigger venue, raise more money for the Senior Source. But it had a similar vibe. It had the same kind of vibe. It's not too big. It's got that history. I loved it.
Yeah, run by the same crew. Edwin and his crew at the Kessler, they run the Longhorn Ballroom. And there's so much history there. The sound of it is great. It's a bigger place, but it has a really intimate sound to it, and you had some performers there that night that just put on incredible performances. Thanks again to Macho Self Storage, Maestro Dobel Tequila, Ziegenbach Beer, individuals like Dave Johnson and Clay Thompson, who were really generous donors to the night and helped give us such a successful night. And there are times over the last 13 years that I've just been sitting out in the audience or maybe side stage thinking, I can't believe we've grown this event to this level. And I've thought several times during the event through the years, man, I can't believe Wade Bowen is playing here, or Cody Jinks, or Josh Weathers. And this year, our headliner, Pat Green, for what he played the event for and some of the things he did, like whatever merchandise he sold that night, he gave that revenue back to the Senior Source. He's also making a donation from his foundation. He's just, Pat's incredible, and he put on such a show. And as I looked around the room when he was performing, that was really cool in that everybody had a smile on their face. And that's one of the awesome things about that night, and I've heard from P1s through the years, that everyone who's there is either a Texas music fan, someone who cares about the Senior Source of Greater Dallas, or they're a P1, or maybe they're all three. And it was awesome to me to have Gabe Lee there. I told the story about his song Lidocaine, which is a really thoughtful song about someone losing their memory. And it was a day that he was taking an Uber ride, and this woman told him what she was going through, and she was told that she had the signs of early onset dementia, and he went on to write this song, which really resonates with people who have been through this or who have a loved one who've been through memory loss. It is a heartbreaking experience, and I'm going to give you my top three moments, I thought, of Jub Jam, at least three of many great moments, and this was one. I thought Gabe Lee just had the entire crowd, because there were so many P1s who had heard the story about why the song Lidocaine is so meaningful to my family, and this is his live performance of it.
I'm a big fan of the weather. She ain't bothered by change. Me, I need mental shots of lidocaine just to get me through the day. I count my time in weeks and leap years, 'cause it feels like slowing down. But the trouble I've been finding out is you can't turn time around. Ain't no telling where I'll be when the sun come up tomorrow. So make me laugh, make me cry, read me something happy from the Bible. Lord, I know I'm not insane, it's just I took a wrong turn off memory lane. Did I pray? No, no, didn't I pray not to forget you?
Gabe Lee is continuing his tour of Texas. He's playing Austin, San Antonio this week. He played the Texas Music Revolution this past weekend. We did too. We played on Friday. I didn't get to see his set on Saturday. We have family in town. But I heard he gave the ticket and me a shout out in McKinney on Saturday for bringing him
That's
to
awesome.
Texas and bringing him the Jub Jam. And man, I was just awestruck by Gabe Lee. I was the first time I heard his music. The fact that he played Jub Jam, so meaningful to me, my family, the Senior Source, and the P1s who were there that night. A few months back, I told the story about writing songs with my brother who passed this last February, and that one of his favorite songs was an old song that Gary Stewart made famous. The great songwriter Dean Dillon wrote it. It's called Empty Glass, and a number of performers have done it since, including Randy Rogers. Always loved Randy's version because it has a fiddle in it with the great Brady Black. Well, as a tribute to my brother, me and the Bird Dogs played it, and I brought up Michael Padgett and Isaac Hoskins. So you can fight through the first verse with me, but just listen to the vocals of Padgett and Hoskins, who I think just knocked it out of the park. That's our fiddle player, the great Reggie Rooper.
It's an empty glass, last cigarette. It's closing time. Drunk again, I somehow make it home, cry myself to sleep. That's the way the dance ever and I for me.
Here comes Michael Patrick.
I'm drunk again. Oh, somehow make it home.
cry myself to sleep. But that's the way it is. Every night for me.
So you get the idea. There goes Reggie with an incredible fiddle solo. Thanks to Isaac and Michael for being a part of Jub Jam 13.
Yeah, that was great. Why aren't you the Bird Dogs fiddle player? You can play the fiddle.
Because I can't play like that. I can't play
You're
like
trained
Reggie.
Trained fiddle
I think
player.
You can.
I haven't gotten any better since I was much better in seventh grade than I am now.
I'm
ashamed
know.
To say. Yeah, I was decent back then. Maybe someday. And occasionally I'll break out the fiddle, but that song, we needed Reggie for that one. And as we listen to some moments from Jub Jam 13th, the Longhorn Ballroom, from May 31st, here's another, maybe the highlight of the night, the great Pat Green. He covers Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen, and he had heard Bobby do this song backstage. Bobby's a big Bruce fan. So they did it together, and I thought it was absolutely awesome.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Blew up his house too. Out on the border, getting ready for a hell of a fight. Gonna see what them ragged boys can do.
Now there's trouble busting in from out of state. And the DEA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade. And again, the commission's hanging on by the skin of his teeth.
Everything dies, baby, that's a fact.
Maybe everything that dies someday comes back.
Put your makeup on, wish your hair real pretty. Read me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh!
The board got a little hot there. Sorry about that. But, yeah, just an incredible performance by Pat and by Bobby. So thanks to all those who came out. There's just a taste of what we had that night at the Longhorn Ballroom, which was a couple of hours of good times, some good music, and we did it all for a really good cause, the Senior Source of Greater Dallas.